Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of snow today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 20. Lows level off around 7 below. Tonight, clear skies. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 19. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two people are being held at a local jail on $5 million bond as police prepare to present their case to the district attorney. The Topeka Police Department is getting ready to submit its investigative findings to Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi regarding 24-year-old Leah Corbin and 35-year-old Kyle Vow, both of Topeka. Corbin and Vow are accused of killing a 5-year-old girl earlier this week. Within the last few days, President Trump has publicly expressed support for selling E15 fuel year-round, a move that could have a significant impact on Kansas farmers. Soybean and corn farmers in Kansas have recently seen profits decline, largely due to the ongoing trade war with China. Industry leaders say more access to E15 could help reverse that trend by increasing demand for biofuels and, in turn, agricultural products. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's not rock and roll. It's not country either. It's Shane Smith and the Saints. Live Free Tour coming to First Council Casino Friday, February 27th. Shane Smith and the Saints with special guests. Tickets are on sale now at 7clans.com. The 7clans Players Club are charged by phone 866-966-1777. Don't miss Shane Smith and the Saints at 7clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
One person died in an accident just after 10:30 p.m. last night in Atchison County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that a pickup truck driven by Destin B. Saunders, 32, of Troy, was northbound on Kansas 7 Highway. The pickup traveled off the roadway to the right and struck a tree. After impact, the pickup spun around and came to rest in the east ditch of the highway. Saunders was pronounced deceased at the scene. Police in southwest Kansas are still asking for help in locating a 42-year-old woman who's been missing now for over 2 weeks. The Garden City Police Department said that Amelia Brown was last seen January 14th. She was reportedly heading to Salina, but she never made it. She stands 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighs 190 pounds. She has strawberry blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is urged to call the Garden City Police Department. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska says that they are releasing a new grant in smart technology when it comes to investing in certain businesses across the state of Nebraska. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that a new state manufacturing modernization grant has authorized near $250,000 in total grants that was approved in the 2025 Nebraska State Legislature, with some of that money going to a company that will add a plasma cutting machine along with a painter and welder to a business's 7-person staff, which what they say will allow quicker response to custom orders coming from around the country as the state is looking to invest in local businesses. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that more than 50 different applicants are sharing the $250,000 in the grant as part of the Nebraska's Manufacturing Modernization and Workforce Development Pilot Investment Act grant. with some businesses set to receive up to $50,000. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Truck season is on at Rusty Eck Ford. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to drive a new 2025 Ford F-150, this is it. Right now, get up to $13,000 off brand new 2025 F-150 XLTs. Or choose up to $11,000 off and 3.9% financing for 72 months. Got a trade? Rusty Eck Ford wants it. We are paying up to $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your vehicle. That means more power, more capability, and more money in your pocket when you drive home in America's favorite truck, the Ford F-150. Don't miss out. Visit Rusty Eck Ford today or shop online at rustyeckford.com.
Rusty Eck Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Number 25T849 with approved credit, trade value based on fair Kelley Blue Book value minus damages and mileage. Offer ends soon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area talent will be showcased Friday and Saturday evenings for the annual Marshall County Arts Cooperative fundraiser to be held at Venue 36 in Marysville. Review through the Replay Lounge will feature lots of songs folks will remember, again featuring local talent. Show begins at 7 p.m. both Friday and Saturday nights. Reserved seating remains for $40 each, $25 for general admission. Tickets will be available half a door for general admission, with youth ages 4 through 18 admitted for $10. For advance tickets, phone 785-859-4260 or drop by 1 Marysville office today from 10 to 2. You can also get advance tickets online at marshallcountyarts.org, and tickets will be available at the door for the 7 p.m. shows Friday and Saturday evenings at Venue 36 in Marysville. Marysville High School basketball teams will host a breakfast for supper for veterans and first responders Friday evening at the Marysville American Legion. Coordinated by coaches Scott Brown and Ben Wartenberger, Wartenberger outlines what is being organized.
January 30th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the American Legion, the Marysville boys and girls basketball teams will be hosting veterans and first responders and a guest of theirs for a meal. We're going to be serving breakfast foods, but those people are highly encouraged to attend. It's free, and the boys and girls will be making the food and serving it and doing all the cleanup and all those kinds of things as well, with a little assistance from Coach Brown and I and our assistant coaches. But we encourage everyone that meets those qualifications to come. We're excited to host you and look forward to it. So if they're a veteran or a first responder, please join us. We'd be delighted to have you.
Marysville High School crown winter formal candidates at senior night for Marysville wrestlers Thursday. Crown Queen, Emma Behrens, and King, Connor Lee. Winter formal at Marysville High is Saturday. Frankfort High will celebrate their annual King and Queen of Courts Friday evening at halftime of the game with Washington County. Queen candidates Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Laura Leloisau, Savannah Jackson, and King candidates Porter Colvin, Reuben Hart, and Fred Rosequist. KNDY will air the Frankfort-Washington County basketball games tonight on FM 95.5, teaming with BVTV on their YouTube channel. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County December 29th. Tyler Delgado lost control as a vehicle rolled at 13th Road, a half mile south of Limestone Road. Driver was transported by private vehicle to CMH in Marysville. Funeral services are planned Saturday in Overland Park for Trayton M. Hartsook, age 18, of Olathe. He was killed in an automobile accident in Oklahoma while bound for a family Christmas event in California in late December. Join our public affairs program Saturday with details on an upcoming public meeting planned Tuesday in Marysville, educating voters on selection of Kansas Supreme Court justices. District Judge Norbert Merrick will address students Tuesday for County Government Day and will address the topic for the public Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville. Public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Again, tune for more details Saturday morning on our public affairs program at 7:10 on KNDY. Farmers and ranchers will be interested in a program Saturday morning on KNDY, the annual Ag Outlook from the Mid-America Ag Network, will air 8 to 9 a.m. and will focus on both crops and livestock prospects in the upcoming year. Tune Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. The program Ag Outlook, airing on KNDY, streaming at KNDYradio.com, also available on our free mobile apps.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Some snow showers are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Then staying mostly clear and cooler overnight tonight with our lows just below zero. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s. And some snow showers throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s, then staying cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some rain and snow showers are possible on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Then some snow showers are possible into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying partly sunny as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 39, record high in the state 65. The average low 16, the record low is 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:37, sunset this evening at 5:44.
Most of the foods we routinely store in the fridge are better left out. We'll share a few examples today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by Debt.com. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. 800-656-9173. That's 800-656-9173.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. 32nd President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was born on this day, and the Lone Ranger made his radio debut in 1933. There's no harm in refrigerating things like honey, pickles, or maple syrup. But the truth is, unless you like them cold, they needn't be. Here are some other foods that are better unrefrigerated. If covered, butter is safe on the counter for several days and much more spreadable. Refrigeration will make bread go stale faster, and it makes ground coffee lose moisture and flavor. Potatoes like cool, dark storage, but the fridge is too cold. Use a paper bag instead. And keep onions out of the fridge. Not only will they soften more quickly, but they'll make everything else smell like onions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household advice at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is all about love. Whether it's written in the perfect Hallmark card or wrapped in ribbons and bows, Reflections in downtown Marysville is here to help you show your love. From funny and sentimental gifts to gourmet chocolates and candies, an adorable Valentine's Day plush. Take advantage of buying one Valentine card and getting a second at half price. You're guaranteed to find gifts everyone will love at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Find something you never knew you needed at Reflections.
So much more than your favorite hardware store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State men's basketball team may be going through their regular 2025 and 26 basketball season now. However, they are looking ahead into the 26-27 season after an announcement that they will be heading to Las Vegas on Thanksgiving weekend this year in 2026 after receiving an invitation to the expanded 2026 Players Era Men's Championship. In a statement from head coach for the Wildcats, Jerome Tang, he said, quote, "We are excited about the opportunity to play in the Players Era next season. It has become a preeminent in-season tournament for college basketball, and we cannot wait for our players to enjoy a top-notch experience in the entertainment capital of the world, being Las Vegas, Nevada." Kansas is only one of four of the Big 12 Conference in the addition to the 32-team field that joins TCU, Texas Tech, and West Virginia, where they will be competing against teams that include Baylor, Houston, the Kansas Jayhawks, along with Iowa State, as part of the new partnership that guarantees the Big 12 eight different teams in the event.
This just in, huge savings at Midwest Kia. Right now you can get 0% APR on remaining 2025 Kia Tellurides and all new 2026 Kia Sorentos. And it gets even better. All 2025 Kia Tellurides get an additional $2,025 off MSRP. That's on top of already incredible value. Got a trade? Bring it in and get $1,000 in trade assistance on every new vehicle in stock. And finally, close the chapter on your old ride. But hurry, inventory is limited. And these deals won't last. Shop online anytime at MidwestKia.com or stop in today and see the savings for yourself.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
0% APR up to 48 months. 0.9% available for 60 months with approved credit through Kia Finance America. $1,000 trade assistance requires trade-in 2018 or newer with under 100,000 miles. $2,025 off MSRP is dealer discount. Offer ends February 2nd, 2026. See dealer for details.
Former Kansas City Royals outfielder Carlos Beltran has officially been elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame as of the end of last week. KSNT News reports that Beltran began his career with the Royals after being drafted in the team back in 1995 in the MLB draft, where he made his major league debut with the Royals in 1998 and earned an American League Rookie of the Year honors in 1999. And after serving seven baseball seasons with the team, was traded to the Houston Astros in 2004. Overall, Beltran had 9 All-Star appearances, 3 Golden Glove Awards, and 2 Silver Slugger Awards, also finishing his career with more than 1,582 runs, 1,587 RBIs, and 435 home runs. Beltran will be heading to the Baseball Hall of Fame ceremony that is held in Cooperstown, New York. That one planned for Sunday, July 26th of 2026. Other nominees for the Hall of Fame for 2026 have yet to be determined. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville wrestlers fell to Clay Center 65-8, senior night Thursday. Valley Heights basketball teams fell at Concordia. Girls, Concordia 56, Valley Heights 49. Boys, Concordia 72, Valley Heights 40. Friday night basketball action, Washington County at Frankfort. Our feature game live on FM 95.5, teaming with BVTV on their YouTube channel. Valley Heights at Republic County. Hanover tips off at Centralia. Axtell at Lord Central Catholic. Lynn at Sylvan Lucas. Diller O'Dell's at Superior and Southern at Johnson Brock. Saturday, Axtell travels to Canton Galva.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service. For
people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown, joined as always with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We're going to keep it short and sweet this week and do a quick rundown of how the TVL tournament panned out. I'm going to start with the girls' side. Congratulations to the Centralia Panthers winning this year's championship. They defeated Lynn in the championship game while Blue Valley placed third over Axtell. I think taken away from that girls' bracket, Jeff, we talked about it all week leading up to it, one of the deepest brackets we've seen, and Centralia, I think, dominated their way into another championship.
And, you know, we talked about how deep it was going to be. I don't think we realized how deep it was going to be because there were multiple teams. I'll be honest, I didn't have on my radar that finished very well in this tournament. And I'm excited by that. That really peps me up for the end of this season.
It really does. And, you know, for some of those teams, just looking at what seedings were before, and of course, you can put so much emphasis into that, but the last four seeds remaining were the 2, 5, 6, and 8. So pretty incredible run there for the Twin Valley League girls. As we look at the boys, it was dominated by Hanover. They won the championship over Axtell, while Donovan West got the third place victory over Clifton Clyde. And I'll use that word domination again. The Hanover boys, we've talked about them all season, but they look like a well-oiled machine at this point of the year.
There's really not much missing from Hanover. They are playing very well. They're playing team ball. They're not only playing team ball, when they do have to play one-on-one, you can trust every one of them. That's what's really incredible about this. If you get a breakaway and it is one player, you can trust him to make the right decisions, and that is what makes Hanover very dangerous.
And everyone got into action on Tuesday. We're going to have a lot of Twin Valley League action coming up Friday. And I just want to talk about the game that I'm going to be at, Jeff, Washington County at Frankfort. For both boys and girls teams, these are teams that maybe haven't met up to their expectations this year, but I think a great one, especially in the boys. We saw it first round of the tournament, an overtime game, and two teams that are just going to go out there, fight, compete, and create a heck of a broadcast that's going to be on FM 95.5.
It's a litmus test game. I always call this a litmus test game because you're going to find out what these teams really have. Sometimes you have to play up. Sometimes you have to pace yourself a little bit. These two teams are so evenly matched. We are going to see excellent gamesmanship in this one.
And another one that's poking out on the schedule, it's Hanover at Centralia. We know what the girls' game is going to be like. The boys' game's going to be exceptional, too, as well. And as we pivot and look at this week's Basketball Coaches Association polls, Centralia girls come in ranked number 3 in Class 1A Division 1. In girls 1A Division 2, it's Hanover at 3, Lynn at 5, and Axtell at 10. And then on the boys' side, Hanover and Axtell are 1 and 2 in 1A Division 2, while the Lynn boys are getting the crack at number 9. So I think we talked about it, Jeff, and that's excluding 2A teams like Donovan West and Valley Heights girls that have been in and out of the rankings so far this year. I would completely expect none of that to change going in this week. And once again, TVL making the state on notice about what they can do.
It's a given. Death, taxes, and the TVL. It's just so good. We didn't deserve, quite frankly, what we got last week because it was great basketball from beginning to end. And we should just be thankful that we get to do this job.
We say it every week. I think we have the best job in the state covering the Twin Valley League. As always, Jeff, you've got the stats, stories, and scores for the TVL. Where can everyone find those?
Head on over to tvlspotlight.blog. I will also have a podcast up today on tvlspotlight.com.
Another week of the TVL Rundown has come and gone. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next week as the end of the basketball season gets even closer here on the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Don't discard those leftover seeds from last season. When properly stored, many seeds can last for years, saving you money when planning and planting this year's garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use this quick and easy test to see if your stored seeds are still viable. Place 10 seeds on a damp paper towel. Roll up the towel with the seeds safely tucked inside. Set the paper towel in a plastic bag and store in a warm, dark location. After a week or so, unwrap the paper towel and check the seeds for sprouting. If nothing has happened, rewrap the seeds and wait a few more days. If all the seeds have sprouted, you have 100% germination and can plant the seeds as you normally would. If only half the seeds sprout, you should sow the seeds twice as thick to compensate for lower germination. You can plant these sprouted seeds if space, growing conditions, and time allows. And if none of the seeds sprout, consider breaking out the glue and getting the family involved in turning these non-viable seeds into seed art. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Did a man in Texas build an aircraft that flew a full year before the Wright Brothers plane? There are some say that he did, and you can see his biblically inspired craft at a museum in his hometown. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
At the Northeast Texas Rural Heritage Center and Museum in Pittsburgh, Texas, you'll find an unusual invention with quite a story.
It was Reverend Cannon who came up with this from the book of Ezekiel in the Bible, developed this beautiful flying machine.
Gene Frankovich is speaking of what is known as the Ezekiel Airship, a flying machine the pastor named after the wheels in the sky that the prophet Ezekiel wrote of in Ezekiel chapter 1. Reverend Cannon owned a sawmill and had several patents on a variety of devices. This airship was his masterpiece.
It had a motor, and the motor turned all these paddles, and that's what lifted it.
The replica you'll see here in Pittsburgh, Kansas, looks very little like the Wright Brothers plane that flew at Kitty Hawk. This airship had four wheels within wheels that propelled the craft, and the Reverend and some others say it was truly the first powered aircraft to fly.
It was 1902, before the Wright Brothers. Our problem, we didn't have the cameras, we didn't have the people watching this.
Some folks said they saw it fly on a Sunday in 1902. The Reverend was at church, and one of his workers was able to pilot it 10 feet in the air for about 160 feet in distance. At least, that's the account. Meanwhile, the Wright brothers flew their plane for the first time late in 1903. Reverend Cannon accepted a challenge to produce a controlled flight at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis and loaded the Ezekiel aircraft on the train to go make a try.
It wasn't tied down properly, and a big wind came through, and it was blown off and destroyed.
It had taken $20,000 to produce the first craft, and there wasn't enough money to recreate it. The legend lives on, though. This replica still intrigues many visitors who can see an unusual aircraft inspired by the Bible that its inventor claimed took flight a year before the Wright brothers made history. Traveling the countryside in Pittsburgh, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They have a one-stop program for mental health support as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is everything okay with you? Things we can't control, such as economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, the pandemic, and limited access to health care, add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared towards farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for county and statewide mental health crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and how to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
Learn more about Farm State of Mind and how to find help for yourself or a loved one at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
Understanding what the Bible says about money begins with understanding what the Bible means. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. Scripture is rich with wisdom for our financial lives. Verses about stewardship, generosity, contentment, and God's provision. But we have to handle those verses carefully. We get into trouble when we pull a passage out of context or use it to justify what we already want to do. These aren't financial formulas or loopholes to exploit. They're invitations to align our hearts with God's heart. When we read the Bible as it was written, within its context, its intent, and its bigger story of redemption, we find guidance far better than anything we could manufacture. So don't just quote Scripture, understand it, and let it shape the way you handle God's money. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store, or visit faithfi.com.
The shrinking access to maternity care in rural communities. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There's been a rapid decline in the availability of childbirth services in rural America. So says Dr. Julia Interante of the University of Minnesota Rural Health Research Center.
Between 2010 and 2023, 641 hospitals lost their obstetric units, and 286 of those were in rural communities. So you can see that rural communities are really overrepresented in places that have lost access to local maternity services.
As a result, says Interante, the health risks for childbirth in rural communities are higher.
From our research, we know that places that lose access to maternity care services have higher risks of preterm birth, more births outside of the hospital, and often that's on the side of the road as people are trying to get to the hospital where they plan to give birth. We also see higher rates of births in hospitals without obstetric units, and this is a major challenge because in interviews with those hospitals, 80% said that they didn't have the training or resources needed to handle those emergency birth situations.
Interante says low maternity case volumes could be offset through special local fundraising efforts and training programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. In the latest sorghum news, the market is reacting to a surge in demand as export numbers show a significant uptick. Recent reports highlight that sorghum is gaining traction as a resilient water-sipping alternative for growers facing unpredictable weather, while new legislative discussions in Washington could further boost its role in the renewable fuel sector. I had the pleasure of sitting down with CEO of Kansas Grain Sorghum, Adam York, and I asked him, with this record-setting inventory, how are you guys helping producers manage this record inventory?
Well, first off, bringing in foreign buyers from new markets, looking at sorghum at that price is a wonderful, what we tell our buyers, purchasing opportunity. Sorghum in 2025 was the most competitive feed grain on the planet. So we're looking at really taking the opportunity to get into new markets that we've never been before. Vietnam would be a good example. The Vietnamese market is prime for U.S. sorghum activity. But as I said, the markets themselves, diversification, that presents that prime buying opportunity for sorghum as a competitive feed grain to get into these other avenues downstream. We are also very excited about the potential for year-round E15. Sorghum, like corn, is a starch-based ethanol feedstock. Increasing that national blend rate from 10% ethanol to 15% ethanol can really do a lot domestically to secure stable domestic markets as well as for consumers lower that price at the pump.
And why is it important for the sorghum industry to have multiple export destinations?
Well, we've seen what can happen when our largest single market steps out of the Kansas sorghum sales game. When we diversify our export markets, those exports really set the price floor. Then domestic industry like feed grains, feedlots, biofuels, and then what we're seeing also is a growth in human consumption. They then bid away from those exports. And when we have competition across all markets, then the farmer wins. And that's really our job at the end of the day.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey there, it's Delana from Truck Stuff with a few items that come in handy this time of year. We have the largest selection around of WeatherTech and Husky floor liners to keep the mud and slush off your carpet. Mud flaps and wheel well liners also offer nice protection. And don't forget, bug shields are great at protecting against rock chips from the salt and sand on the road. We also offer remote start and heated seat covers. So stop by today for your winter gear at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Walleye could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Walleye are one of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. They are an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light. It stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, and so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey, so what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the pellet.
When finding a market for walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You're dealing with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they're usually at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10 or $12, if not more, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? Then what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising walleye at agriculture.com.
Quality work at reasonable rates. Inline Construction does basements and foundations, as well as retaining walls, plus drives, patios, and sidewalks. For concrete work, call for a quote from Inline Construction at 562-5525 or inlineconstruction@yahoo.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has put out a document that lists contaminants that can be found in fish and cause health concerns for people. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken makes note of common contaminants and what else can be learned from the list.
The Kansas Department of Health and the Environment just came out with an updated list of some advisories for which fish we can eat in Kansas and consume and the amounts that we can consume them. So mostly the list includes fish that are bottom feeders, so fish like smallmouth buffalo or shovelnose sturgeon would be on that list, also some higher level predators. So the most common one there is probably a largemouth bass that people would see. Also some other things that aren't quite as commonly harvested, like shellfish, so crayfish or clams, mussels, things like that. But there was a list put out, had some of the fish species that are on there and some of the locations that maybe you'd want to think about how much of the fish you're consuming from those areas.
He lists a few contaminants most commonly found in fish.
Common examples of that would be what we would call PCBs or polychlorinated biphenols, and they're chemicals that build up in the fatty tissues of fish. They can cause certain cancers, damage to organ systems if you consume them in high quantities. There's lots of different things. Pesticides, arsenic, lead, plastics are becoming, microplastics especially, are becoming a concern. One of the big ones that I'm sure a lot of listeners are familiar with is mercury. And so mercury can build up. It's especially harmful for pregnant or nursing women or young children. It can impact the nervous system and the development of the nervous system. So there's lots of potential risks. And, you know, most of these can be mitigated by just controlling how much of the fish that we actually consume.
Fish is still a great healthy option for eating, Gerken says.
Fish is very safe to eat, and research has shown a lot of really good benefits to eating fish. So things like healthier immune systems, healthier gut bacteria, can reduce inflammation and lower heart disease risk. The American Heart Association and the FDA both recommend eating fish at least twice a week. So just kind of make sure that maybe we're focusing on some of those smaller fish when we're harvesting them and eating them, like I said, as part of a well-balanced diet, not eating them every night if you can.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken discussing that fish is a good food option, but it's important to be cautious. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Friday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day. Over in the grains market, it's been the same theme over here since the start of the trade day, and that is red numbers all across the board. Over in the seeds market, the same story, red numbers all across the board as well, but those red numbers a little bit deeper into the red. And for the livestock, the cattle are now all back in the red, and the hogs are mixed to mostly lower across the board. In the corn market, March corn down 4.75 at 426 even. May down 5.5 at 433.5. Kansas City wheat for March down 6.75 at 540.25. May down 6.5 at 551.25. In the oats market, March oats now up 2 cents at 305 even. May up 2.5 at 310.25. In the bean market, March beans down 10.25 at 1062 even. May down 10.5 at 1075.25. Soybean meal for March down 320 at 292.70. May down 330 at 297 even. Soybean oil for March down 66 cents at 53.37. May down 65 cents at 53.93. In the canola market, March canola down 60 cents at 648.10. May down 50 cents at 659.10. In the cotton market, March cotton down 46 cents at 63.02. May down 59 cents at 64.78. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for March has had a rebound day, now up 74 cents at 96.88. June up 68 cents at 96.60. The euro for March is slightly in the red, down to $1.18, and the June euro slightly in the red as well, but at $1.19. The Japanese yen for March is in the red, down to 64 cents, and the June yen slightly in the red as well, but at 65 cents. Taking a look at our midday stock market numbers, and a lot of red over here today as the Dow tumbles 500 points as Apple shares decline. Speculative silver trade unwinds, with the Dow Jones down 448 points at 48,623, the S&P 500 down 55 points at 6,913, and the NASDAQ down 259 points at 23,425.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, it's Delana from Truck Stuff with a few items that come in handy this time of year. We have the largest selection around of WeatherTech and Husky floor liners to keep the mud and slush off your carpet. Mud flaps and wheel well liners also offer nice protection. And don't forget, bug shields are great at protecting against rock chips from the salt and sand on the road. We also offer remote start and heated seat covers. So stop by today for your winter gear at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, trucks.
One owner like new trade-ins at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2024 Silverado 2500 heavy-duty model pickup, 23 Chevy Silverado 1500 model with the LTZ package, and a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. One owner models, priced right at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With tech shares in a lingering funk, stocks slid this morning. The Dow Jones was off 450 points going into the midday. The NASDAQ was lower by 0.6%. The S&P was headed to its third down day in a row, off 0.5%. There are new threats of new tariffs, this time targeting passenger jets made in Canada. President Trump says he'll hit aircraft with a 50% tariff in retaliation for Canada's refusal to certify jets made by an American company. And a memory chip crunch may be shifting some plans at Apple. Nikkei Asia is reporting the company will prioritize shipments of its high-end iPhones and delay the rollout to the standard model. No comment from Apple. It's potato chips that concern the FDA. Potato chips, Lucky Charms, dog food, and about 2,000 other products in a Minnesota distribution center where rodent and bird droppings were found. A recall has been issued in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Indiana. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Don't miss this year's MCAC two-act musical review Through the Rear View at the Replay Lounge, Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st at Venue 36 in Marysville, doors opening 6:30 p.m. Enjoy crowd-pleasing pop anthems, classic rock sing-alongs, country and Americana storytelling, Broadway favorites, and reflective singer-songwriter moments from the best musical artists from Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha counties. Reserved seats are $40, general admission $25, students just $10, and kids 3 and under are free. Get tickets online at marshallcountyarts.org, in person at the One Marysville office, weekdays 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., or call or text 785-859-4260. Rides and valet service available that night for your convenience. Make plans to attend Through the Rear View at the Replay Lounge, MCAC's largest yearly event, January 30th and 31st at Venue 36 in Marysville. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. both nights.
KNDY.